Sorry about that. I was switching over to my phone so I could use my headset. But okay, yeah. Yeah, that's those in particular I wasn't asking about, was those two zones that were just loaded up with a whole bunch of what appeared to be rando simplex channels. I think you just called it analog one and analog two or something like that. But yeah, again, we can discuss that. Also, I noticed that you put the Muskegon stuff in the home zone. And it's like, I get it, you know, for the weekend, but how does that differ from just the general roaming, you know, statewide one, statewide two entry? You know, why a special one for Muskegon? So anyhow, all questions we can discuss. Got to get to work. W8FU.
I'll answer that real quick while I'm driving. I know you're walking away. That's Mount Clemens, not Muskegon. And the reason being is because, you know, most of the time when you're around work or home or things like that, there's no reason for the thing to search all over the place. So those two are Mount Clemens. And it doesn't do any roaming or anything else. It just stays at Mount Clemens. That's the reason for that. And all those simplex channels, I stole those from our buddy Jeff Narrow over there in Kent County. That radio I got from him had all of those in there, and I figured, okay, if he's going to do all that work, I'm going to steal all those frequencies. So when I make a radio up, that's all the possibilities. I think I never really researched it, but that was all his possibilities of simplex frequencies. So that's why I threw all those in there, so in case he ever wanted it. So that was the reason for that. I didn't have any work in that. I just stole those, borrowed those.